KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, welcome into ABQ. I got distracted. I'm visiting off the air with the Martins. They're in studio with us. Renee and Bill Martin are missionaries to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Welcome. Welcome back to Albuquerque. I don't want to say home because home's quite south of here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. How long has that been now?
24 years.
Yeah, Bill? Yeah,
24 years.
Yeah. Now, I've heard your story, but I'm glad your bride is here now to hear the romance. I mean, it's quite a story. You two, when did you two meet?
Calvary Chapel Santa Fe, yeah. On the worship team.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And that was 2030?
Yeah. 1989-ish, okay. I think.
When they were like 12.
We've been married 31 years.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Yeah. And now, and you mentioned one of your children are doing ministry on the East Coast.
Yes, Micah is the worship leader at Calvary Chapel of Fredericksburg. And Esty is a missionary in Turin, Italy.
Oh, okay.
Yes. With the Calvary Chapel.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Of course, many people familiar with Turin from The Shroud.
The Shroud, yeah.
Have you guys seen it?
No, we're gonna go there and see it. And actually, we have another daughter that Calvary Chapel Knoxville working there at that church. So all of our kids are in ministry. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And you get to travel.
Yeah.
And grandchildren?
One. Beautiful Asher.
Uh-huh. Yep.
He's 2.5 years old.
Now, where's Asher live?
In Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Okay.
With Micah and Carly.
And you get to travel out to see your grandson?
Yes, we get to go there in May.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good. Well, for those not familiar with what's going on in Puerto Vallarta, why don't you kind of walk us back to, you know, how the ministry started.
Okay.
Let's start there.
Okay. Ministry started with a vacation going down there with our friends that had a condo down there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so happened that Renee and I were just friends back then. She was working, helping the wife with her kids. And I was business partner with my friend in an aviation business. We went down there and the Gulf War broke out the day we were there. And we were in the aviation business and he decided we had a plane with us for sale. And we decided to stay in Vallarta. Instead of 5 days, we spent 5 weeks
mm-hmm.
to sell the plane. And during that time, we started witnessing and seeing all kinds of people come to the Lord. And he and I were kind of, I was just praying. I've been praying for a long time since I'd been in the mission field in Europe where God wanted me permanently. And all of a sudden, the idea started coming in my mind and it started getting more focused. And my friend said, hey, you know what? Where are we going to send all these people who got saved? You should come down here. And I said, yeah, but I don't know. And
now, were you Spanish-speaking at the time?
Not a word.
Yeah?
No, not a word.
I'm saying that because if someone's called to ministry, I want them to know that, look, things can happen in spite of the – you know, what did Moses say? You know, Lord, I'm not eloquent in speech.
But that's been my motto for the last 20 years.
But God has accomplished great things through the ministry using you and your wife and your family.
Right. Yes.
And okay, so I interrupted. So press on.
No, that's and then what happened was during that time, Renee would go with us and we'd go out tracting and sharing the Lord. Even went out to some fishing villages way out. Far away. And she and I got a lot of time to spend together away from work. And that's where we fell in love, walking on the beaches of Puerto Vallarta. And so pretty soon it kind of makes sense. This is a lot of good things are happening. A vision to come down here, a beautiful wife to come alongside me. And we then went home and prayed about it. And things slowly formed together. But it was another 5 years, was it, before we
actually moved down.
Before we actually moved down. Okay. Yeah, we got married in that time, started a family, and then moved down about 5 years after that first visit.
Were there frequent... Oh, okay.
There was more trips. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Short-term missions?
Well, we just more trips to walk the walls, you know, spy out the land kind of
yeah.
a thing.
Yeah.
We were just ourselves. We would go because my friend had a house there, and we would go with him.
We call those setup trips.
Yeah, setup trips. There you go.
Well, and I say that, Bill, because, again... You know, you never know who's listening, who's thinking about maybe doing something like this, who's taking a trip somewhere and said, man, I could see, these are steps maybe to pray about taking. Take another short-term trip there.
Yeah.
And, you know, as Christians, you said you shared Jesus with people while you're trying to sell a plane.
Yeah.
Well, that's natural. You know, if you understand your faith and you're able to share it and you're prepared to do that, you're doing missions every day, whether you're in Puerto Vallarta or in Tome or wherever, there's opportunity as a believer to share the love of Christ. We want to let people know more about what you're doing in Puerto Vallarta as well. But I want to hear more, Renee, about your version. What fill in the holes here as far as what we've already heard.
Well, after we got married, we really had that on our hearts, but we had to wait on the Lord to see when He would open that door. Yeah. And I just think when you God puts that desire in your heart, He'll make a way if He's actually called you. And one of the important things here was that we were both called into ministry.
Uh-huh.
We've known couples that, you know, the husband feels like they have that calling. But I think it's so important that the wife fits into that calling in some way, you know, because when you don't both have that calling, I think it could be very difficult to leave your home, take your children, and go out into the foreign mission field if you don't have that call of the Holy Spirit. And we really felt it was like the call of Abraham, where we had to just get up and trust the Lord. He showed us the land, and he told us to go, and God blessed that in an incredible way. He provided. Our pastor told us, where God guides, God provides. We're not going to support you for the first year. And God provided.
Yeah. Here you are. Yeah.
Yes.
So now, provision continues. We'll go into more details again about the ministry, but I do want to encourage, and we'll do it again after we talk more about the ministry, but for the listener who's prepared to support mission work going on all over the globe, including in Puerto Vallarta, how would you encourage the KLYT listener that's ready to support what you're doing in Puerto Vallarta to connect?
Well, I guess there's two ways. You have the direct, if you're coming to church here, and I think they just write where they want the finances to go. But we have a webpage called calvarypv.com, and there's a button for donation. And
let me slow down a little bit. Calvary right. PV
for Puerto Vallarta.
Right.
Yeah.
.org.
Oh, .com. I'm sorry.
Or .com.
Yeah.
Okay.
.com.
No, you probably said .com. Okay. And obviously, financially, there's needs to be met. But let's talk about things to be praying for. You know what? I want to go through that list, and we will. But we're up against a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll cover more about what's happening in Puerto Vallarta right now and maybe a vision for what you might be seeing coming in the future and more after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Bill and Renee Martin in studio with us from Calvary Chapel, Puerto Vallarta. And when we went to the break, we just started headed down a road talking about things to be praying for the ministry in Puerto Vallarta. And Renee, you had some suggestions.
We would like God to send us a musicianary. That's what you said,
yeah.
Correct?
Well,
yeah.
I stole it from Susan Lafferty.
Oh.
Or Karen Lafferty.
Yes.
Who is... been a musicianary for decades.
Yep.
You need a worship leader in Puerto Vallarta.
Yes, right now, Bill's pastor, worship leader, janitor. No.
And van driver.
Nice.
Yes.
And podcast creator.
Podcast creator.
Tell us about the podcast.
We have an exciting new thing we started 2 years ago right at COVID when some people in our church said, hey, we don't like this, no coming together and not getting together and worshiping. Can you do something? And they wanted it every day. So I started reading through the Bible. We're reading chronologically, 30 minutes in the morning. It's called Manna for Breakfast. It's live at our time, 9 o'clock. It'd be 8 o'clock here. and then we edit that and put it out as a podcast in all the major podcast formats, and we're getting a lot of response, and it's been wonderful. A lot of people are joining, and we're 1 year together reading the Bible every day. It's wonderful.
Now, actually, we're two.
Well, now we're doing it, but I mean, yes.
Are you getting groups from Calvary's in the when I lived in Alaska, I called it the Lower 48, but from the United States, are you getting any short-term mission groups coming to support the work that you're doing there?
Yes. Yeah, we have. Besides this church, we have a church coming in October that's set up. We've had a number of requests. There's three that I know of that are interested in coming this year, maybe a possible fourth. But
now, are churches outside of Calvary's coming to be a part of the work?
Have been for years.
Okay. Well, the reason I mention that, KLYT isn't, you know, it's on the campus at Calvary Church in Albuquerque.
Right.
But it doesn't exclusively reach the Calvary campus and Calvary only.
Right.
We broadcast around New Mexico to all kinds of people who attend all kinds of churches. So someone listening who may know that you know, their beliefs line up with what you're doing at Calvary Puerto Vallarta, they may consider reaching out to you to see if a group here from Albuquerque can come and do some work there. And we mentioned some of the challenges that we wanted to cover some of the challenges that you do deal with, including now your citizenship is still in the United States. Mm-hmm. What does it require for you to stay in Mexico?
Well, that requires you go through their process. Generally, it takes 2 to 3 years. If you're doing it legally, which we do, then you have a certain period of time that you're applying and you're doing a certain level of you stay in there for 1 year, it's called an FM1 or an FM2, and then you can apply for permanent residency, which I have now. Okay. But it used to take 20 years. Now it takes – they've changed all that, and you can get it pretty quick now.
Okay. But certainly it would be something for our listeners to be praying for, that whether it's a musicianary or other people that are assisting, that they can be there legally and continue to do the ministry. You know, recently in the last month or two, we've continued to see kidnapping, whether in Latin America in general,
right,
make headlines. But is there any problems that or concerns or regular practices that you would do when in Puerto Vallarta to combat that?
Us personally, no. I mean, we do have a very strong Marine presence that patrols the streets, but we can say with confidence that our city is probably right now safer than Albuquerque.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
It does not surprise me. Now you're serving the local community in Puerto Vallarta, both English-speaking and Spanish-speaking?
Yes.
Right?
We really focus on the Spanish speakers, in fact. I mean, that's our primary ministry.
But we do have a large attendance during the high season for the English speakers.
Yeah.
Many, many people.
Many people.
In fact, it's swelled.
Yeah. This year, we've got our most people ever, from many different churches as well.
But our main focus is the Mexican community. And we invite the English speakers to be involved in our mission school or to even come to the bilingual service that we have midweek. In that service, he speaks English and I translate. So it kind of helps keep that unity in the body of Christ.
Okay. Now, I want to encourage the listener to go to calvarypv.com. You're very modest about the website, Bill. It looks great. And for those interested in finding out more about the ministry, this is a great way to do it. Looking there's a few things that kind of jump out to me. Listen to radio. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, I've had a heart for radio for a long, long time. I don't know if it's up and running right now because I'm away from the studio, but there is no radio, Christian radio, in Central America where 60, 70, 80 million people live all across the center part of Mexico. So I started it as a way to have my own Christian radio and radio for everybody in the church. So it's online radio. Right now, it's predominantly all music. I had some teachings in there. I need help from you guys to get it up and back where it used to be.
We need to talk.
Yeah, we need to talk.
And I know, Chip Lesko is very supportive of what you're doing there, and wants to catch up with you as well. As we mentioned already earlier in our conversation, as far as support for the ministry, that link is found at calvarypv.com. Watch live stream. You know, there's a great way for people to see the ministry in action. I'm assuming that's during services.
Yeah, and every day for the reading of the Bible as well.
Okay, and what time is that mountain time?
8 o'clock in the morning, 7 days a week.
Okay, so you're on Central, is it? You're on Central Time?
Yeah, Texas time.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And again, calvarypv.com on the web to see all of that and so much more. Really impressed with all that you guys. You two, when do you sleep? Renee shaking her head. No, doesn't happen.
After the last taco.
Yeah. Well, fish tacos. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mango salsa.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The best.
Like I know.
Or tacos al pastor.
Yeah.
The tacos the pastor made?
No. Yeah. They're called tacos al pastor. They're taco pastor, but they're shepherd's tacos that they have on that big skewer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They rotate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just cut the meat off.
Yeah. Really good.
Okay. Now, before we wrap things up, and we got, you know, maybe a minute or literally like a minute or two, I want to make sure, because I've been doing a lot of talking, and I don't want you to walk out and go, we needed to say this about the minute. We forgot. Is there anything that we've left off?
Well, we really consider the heart of our ministry is our children's ministry.
Yeah, that's true.
We do a lot of work with, we have a second location that's between the graveyard and the city dump.
Mm-hmm.
And we service probably about 40 families.
Mm-hmm.
We have an after-school program on Tuesday and Friday. Tuesday, we work on all their subjects. And then on Friday, it's dedicated to discipleship through the Bible. And then those same children, we pick them up on Sunday and take them to church.
Yeah. You mentioned the city dump real quickly. I want to ask, is that a location that you're finding kids that have fallen through the cracks? Do you see that there?
Not too much.
Okay, because
really.
I know worldwide. I mean, that's not unusual.
Our city dump has finally closed down. Now it's a transfer station.
Yeah.
So all in that whole area, all the people that live out there are those that service the hotel business.
Yeah.
And it's always very interesting. They're very happy children. And if you were to ask them if they felt like they were underprivileged or poor, they say, no, this is our life.
Yeah.
But they are in relationship, you know, in comparison to what our lifestyle is here.
Right. And I'm going to assume just from the short-term missions that I've done, short-term, that as a full-time missionary, where you go out to bless other people, you find out these people bless you, don't they? Especially these kids.
Yes. In fact, Spectrum's coming.
The
youth
good.
Group is coming the 21st
good.
Of July. I don't know if that is still open. How many youth have signed up? It may be full already.
It may be full, yeah.
But then there's also a trip planned by Clay and
Michelle Stroff
very in December.
Good. Hey, as you can hear, we're out of time. Bill and Renee Martin, missionaries to Calvary Chapel Puerto Vallarta, have been our guests. Go to calvarypv.com to find out more. Support the ministry. And will y'all catch up with us again?
Sure. Absolutely.
Right. Thanks
sure.
for your thanks so much for your time.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.